something last week, didn't we? Y'all remember what last week's message title was? Somebody tell me. Put it in the comments if you remember. Last week's title was what?
Stop going
to church. Amen? Yeah. But that ain't what it meant, was it? Stop going to church and start being the church. Amen? How about you at home? Give me an amen. Today, we're going to start a series. I told them here in the congregation, so I'll tell y'all at home. It's a few weeks long, but you're going to have a couple week break as we have guest speakers the next couple weeks. But it is titled, where's my slide, Betty? Stay Positive. Stay Positive. How many of y'all know a negative person? How many of y'all know 15 or 20 negative people? How many of you are 15 or 20 negative people? Amen. How about at home? Do you know some negative people? It's not fun, is it? It's not fun. I don't know about you, but I am getting tired of all the negativity going on. Amen. I'm tired of it. Yeah. All you see, everybody being negative. I don't know about anybody else tired of it. Anybody else tired of all the negativity going on?
Amen.
All we see on the news now is what? Negativity. It's crazy. You got people dying. You got jobs vanishing. We got an economy struggling. We got an inflation rate that ain't been seen in 40-some years. Amen? We got gas prices never been seen before. Amen? All because of some crazy policies. Hey man, See, this is not the political part. I'm staying out of that. I'm just saying some crazy policies. I'm not saying whose policies. We all know whose they are. Hey man, but we're getting it crazy. It's like everybody's throwing negative stuff in the news. We got a nation divided between craziness and the politics side and us out here trying to live normal lives. And especially lives for Christ. Amen. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's crazy. It's crazy times. But y'all know what that means? That means we're getting closer to the end time. That means we're getting closer to that thing called the second coming. Amen. When our Lord and Savior Jesus rises back through the clouds on a white horse to come and get us. The days are numbered. Amen. Our days are numbered anyway. We don't know when that's going to happen or when he's going to say, hey, Ronnie, I love you, bro, but you done down there. Come on home. We don't know when that day is, do we? So our days are the end of the world as we know it has officially come to pass. Amen. It's easy to get sucked into it, though, ain't it? It's easy to sit there and watch Fox News, CNN News, headline news, although some of them don't really do news anymore. It's more of an attack pieces on the other sides. MSNBC, ABC, CBS, what else we got? Fox. What else is that?
124 is real.
Real TV. All right. So we got TV going on crazy, don't we? It's got us sucked into it. It's got us unsettled. It's got a lot of us anxious. A lot of us let it worry our mind in the situation, all the negative situations and stuff going around. Amen. Will we ever get back to normal? Will we ever come back to the middle ground, I guess you could say, where we were peacefully living and not worrying about crazy stuff going on all the time? Amen. We're emotionally on the edge. How many of y'all know somebody emotionally on the edge? How many of y'all are somebody emotionally on the edge? Amen? How about at home? Nowadays, it used to take a lot of stuff. Well, some of us. It used to take a lot of stuff to make us angry. I said some of us. Now, where we're living on the edge, it just takes small things to make us angry, to make us get mad, to make us go off on somebody. Whereas before, it took a lot of stuff. My booty been kicked 17 times before I said something back. Now it's like, you ain't even getting to that completely. I'm back in there. Amen. We got small things making us angry. We're more easily discouraged than what we've ever been. We're more easily discouraged because of all the negativity. Every time somebody opens their mouth, we're like, here it comes. Here comes negative. Here comes negativity. Amen. That's how much is coming out now. We got to stand up and say, whoa, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. Because guess what? The bad news is still going to happen. Amen. The bad news is still going to happen. And that's the title of today's message, is enough of the bad news. But it's still going to happen. But we got to stand up and say, hey, we got to be a little bit stronger than what we are. We got to be a little bit less emotional and less discouraged when things come up and the negativity starts to try to hit us. We got to be able to just say, hey, wait. All right, I listen to you. But I got God on my side. I got Jesus on my side. So no matter how discouraging it might get, we still got joy in our hearts. Because we know a Lord and Savior that's going to take us out of it at some point. Amen? We got to be positive instead of negative. Positive leads to joy. Amen? Positive leads to joy. How will this season impact our lives? How will it impact our lives for good? We got people. We just got a release, I heard, from the government for flying international plane to international destinations. You no longer have to have a COVID test right before you get on the flight, which was causing some people not to fly, which was causing a lot of negativity. Amen. Because people was like, "Hey, I want to go." Oh no. Or work says, "Hey, I want to go." Oh no, you can't go because you got to have that test first. We got to get up and get out of our locked up lives that we've been in for months. Amen. A lot of us sometimes feel like we're going to die when we can't get out and go nowhere. Some of us don't fly anyway. It's not bad. But think about it. How is that season of negativity going to impact our lives for good? Will we be positive at the end of it? Will we have our joy at the end of it that God gives us? They tell us. What do they tell us? This used to be what they said for COVID. Wash your hands. Well, you should probably do that anyway. You know, that should be a given. But they say, wash your hands. Stay 6 feet away. So when we first came back, you could talk to somebody. Hey, man, how's it going? But you got to stay 6 feet away from them. That's crazy. That's crazy, ain't it? That's negative. That's negativity. Right there, you got to wear a mask. No matter what restrictions they put back on us, if they put any back on us, we have to stay positive. We have God in our heart to give us positivity. Ben, will you put up that first little thing? You might not be able to see it. I know y'all can't see it at home. But the pic behind me says this. It says, a negative outlook will never lead to a positive life. A negative outlook. If we have a negative outlook, it will never lead to a positive life. That's crazy, isn't it? That's crazy. Why should we have an unshakably crazy future, a negative future? Why shouldn't we have an optimistic future? We got God in us. If that's not enough to give us optimism, we did something wrong, didn't we? We don't have the actual relationship that we should with our Lord and Savior. Optimism is not a denial of reality. It's all good, not a big deal. There are challenges. Optimism is not blind faith. It's not a naive hope. It's not wishful thinking. It's not, oh well, it'll work out. Optimism is, though, confidence about the future or success or a successful outcome. And then Betty, you have the same. I don't know if I can see it or not. No, it's even smaller, sorry. This one says, optimism is the unwavering expectation that our loving God is working in every situation for our future good. We got a spiritual God up there that says, again, us having optimism in us is the unwavering expectation that our loving God is working in every situation for our future good. He loves us, guys. The first scripture today is going to come from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28. Romans 8, 28. And it says this, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Hey, guess what? When we accepted Him as our Savior, when we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior and started that relationship with Him, we got called for that. Amen? We were called for His purpose, not ours. If we have an impossible boss that we're dealing with, if we have a financial setback, if we get annoyed by the laws that they're setting out, if we get annoyed by our high school kids that we have or our grandkids, if we have a painful breakup, an irritating inconvenience, or a crushing disappointment, we got a God that loves us through all of that. We grow closer to Him by our trials and tribulations. Amen. Even a negative situation still holds potential positive or produce a positive purpose. Let me repeat that because I twisted the words. Even a negative situation still holds potential to produce a positive purpose. Unwavering expectations is loving God working in every situation for our good. Amen. We got to live our life like that. We can't live on the negative side. We have to live on the positive side. We have to have that unwavering expectation that God's going to work through everything that we're going through for our good. Amen. Think about what you think. Think about it and what you think about. How do you see the future? How is your thoughts consumed? How have they been consumed? Have they been negative? Have they been worried? Have they been feared? Anxiety through all the bad news? A lot of us allow those to take over our minds, don't we? When we hear all the negative stuff and the bad news that's going on. But listen, what consumes our minds controls our lives. What consumes our minds controls our lives. If we allow the negativity and all that junk from Satan to consume our minds, it's going to control every bit of our lives. Amen. The life you have is a reflection of the thoughts that we think. The life that we have is a reflection of the thoughts that we think. So when you hear and come up about the world trouble, that you feel that you can't trust anybody, or you hate that the circumstances that you're in, we got to think the other way around. We got to have our best day ever, every day we're alive. Amen. We got to have our best day ever through Jesus and God, every day that we're alive. The quality of our life will never exceed the quality of our thoughts. Y'all hear that? The quality of our lives will never exceed the quality of our thoughts. If we got a problem with pessimism, we got critically negative mindset. Amen. Pessimists tend to view negative events as personal or permanent. Amen. Definitely the opposite of optimistic, right? You got personal events that happen. They're all my fault. I'm no good. I failed. I'm a failure. I'm unworthy. How many of y'all have Satan tell y'all that all the time? Amen. How about at home? Give me an amen. Satan's trying to attack you on that personal side. You're unworthy. You're not good. You're not qualified. Amen. You're incapable. Oh, you blew it. You blew it. How many of y'all had Satan tell you you blew whatever you're trying to do? He gets to us fast, don't he? He knows how to go for a pride real fast. Amen. And we view those things as permanent. When we're in that pessimistic mindset, it's like, oh man, bad things always happen to me. I'm the only one on my street that bad things happen to. I'm the only one in my family that bad things happen to. I'm the only one in my church that bad things happen to. It's never going to change. It's a permanent situation of pessimists. They're always the victim. They're always the victim. It's always going to happen to them. Amen. We get the economy shocked. And it is pretty much right now. We never get the job that we wanted. We thought for a while that the virus was unstoppable. Amen. And it is still going around, so it might be unstoppable, but it is treatable. Amen. We thought for a while we might have to wear masks for the rest of our lives. And that's what the pessimists think about all the time. The world will never be safe again. We're going to have to deal with this craziness again. Being content, being satisfied, being blessed, being optimistic isn't a state of affairs. It's a state of our mind. It's how we allow our mind to react to the negativity and the things that happen to us in the world. Again, I want to repeat that. Being content, being satisfied, being blessed, being optimistic isn't a state of affairs. It's a state of mind. It's a state of our mind. And again, what consumes our minds controls our lives. Amen. What consumes your thoughts today? Is it faith for the future that we have in Jesus Christ and our God and our Lord and Savior? Or is it fear that Satan has snuck in there and got in there? Because God don't give us a state of fear, does he? He don't give us a mind of fear. Amen. That's all from Satan. What if it is fear? Is it dread? We have to starve our fears and feed our faith. Feed grows. So when we feed our faith grows. Amen. But when we starve our fears, they die. Amen. If we're struggling, if we have limited consumption of the news, we need to go to the Word. Every day. No matter what the news tells us, no matter how bad the news looks, sounds, and reacts around us, we need to turn to the Word every day. In Romans 8, Paul's a mess. He's talking himself toward faith. He had no condemnation. His mind was on the flesh. Desire of flesh. But he was changing, wasn't he? He was changing. He was getting a mind on the Spirit. On life and on peace. Amen. He was led by the Spirit of God. And that's what we should be led by. The Spirit of God as children of God. Amen. Romans 8:18 says this. I consider that our present suffering are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. I consider that our present suffering are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed within us. Romans 8:18. We have to remind ourselves of that every day, and especially when Satan's trying to attack us. with all the negativity in their lives. Amen. Think about that. Who's writing that? Who's writing that scripture? Paul. Paul suffered, didn't he? Paul suffered tremendously. Way more than we ever have. Amen. And yet, he's still living in the faith. Amen. Paul, if you don't remember, he was in prison multiple times, wasn't he? 5 times he endured 40 lashes. 3 times he was beaten with rods. He was stoned. He was shipwrecked. Amen. He spent the night at sea. He betrayed. He was beaten and left for dead. Present sufferings that we have are not worth comparing to the coming glory. Amen. All those sufferings that Paul went through were no match or no thought for the coming glory that he found when he met Jesus and God in heaven. Amen. How are you hurting today? What have you lost? Have you experienced hardships? Are you facing a job loss? Are you worried sick by the negative news all around? Are you battling cancer? A lot of us are these days, aren't we? Are you relational challenge? You got problems with the marriage, problems with the kids. Friends betrayed you. Amen. Hard work at home. We all struggling with something, aren't we? But it's how we deal with it as to whether it lets it go. And we get rid of that bad news. Amen. The struggle that I'm in today is producing the strength that I need tomorrow. And I'll tell you all the same thing. The struggle that you're in today is producing the strength that you need tomorrow. But we can't even begin to compare our struggle, our current struggles, can we, with God's future blessings? Because there's so much more blessing than what we are struggling and the glory revealed in us. Unwavering expectation that our loving God is working and exceeding for our future good. Amen. We got to starve our fears. We got to feed our faith. We got to renew our thoughts. Amen. And that's daily. That's not once a week or every time you come to church in the building. Amen. That's something you do daily. My life always moving in the direction of my strongest thoughts. I'll repeat that. My life is always moving in the direction of my strongest thoughts. Romans 8:26 says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. When we get great news, when we feel incapable, when we feel unsure, when we feel uncertain, when we feel worn out, we're never alone. We're never alone. Because the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the same Spirit that lives in each one of us. Amen? And it's always a friend for us to call on and lean on. Amen? Anyone feeling a little weak? A little discouraged? A little overwhelmed? A little exhausted? God doesn't help those who help themselves. God helps those who need His help. The weak, the broken, the desperate, the brokenhearted. Amen. If you're hurting, He's your comfort. If you're confused, He's your guide. If you're discouraged, He is your hope. If you're anxious, He is your peace. Amen. If you're weak, He is your strength. Romans 8:28 again says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. We have to endure daily whether we get good news or our heart breaks. Amen. Even for the inconveniences that we have in our lives, for the crushing disappointments, God is there for our good. Amen. Through all our trials, all our tribulations. It's time to get rid of the bad news. Yeah, we're still going to see crazy stuff happen. Amen. But we have to have the optimistic outlook of God's faith in our heart to where Satan can't attack us in those times. Romans 8, 38 and 39 says this: "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Amen. I can't wait for that day. I can't wait for that day. But guess what? Until He comes back, until He comes back in out of the clouds, we got work to do. We have to be optimistic about it. Amen. A non-Christian is not going to want to hear our pessimistic, negative attitudes. They're going to be like, "Well, I want to. If you're a Christian, that's how you live. I don't want none of that." Amen. They want to see the love of God in us. They want to see the change in us. Amen. They want to see the optimism in us. They want to see the faith, not the fear, in us. Amen. Now I'll leave you with these three thoughts. No matter where I go, my God is there. No matter what I do, my God still loves me. And no matter what happens to me, my God is for me, not against me. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for Your message today, Lord. Lord, as always, I thank You for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord, and allowing Your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Lord, for Your word spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, I thank You for opening our heart, mind, and soul, Lord, to the message and the blessings that You have today, Lord. Lord, about getting away from the bad news, Lord. Lord, live in an optimistic life, Lord, not pessimistic, Lord. Lord, that we may be a true light and shining dark in this darkness in this world that's going on right now, Lord. Lord, that when somebody would see us, Lord, they would want to know what makes us different, Lord. What still makes us have faith over fear, Lord. Lord, and we would have that opportunity to tell them, Lord. Not that when they see us, they're like, "Well, I don't want none of that nasty stuff, Lord," but they would see the joy in our heart, Lord. Lord, the love in our soul, Jesus. Lord, the love that only comes from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, when He died on that cross for us, Lord. Lord, may You put somebody in front of us this week, Lord, that we can tell more about You, Jesus. Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do. In Your name I pray. Amen.